The current budget uncertainties because of COVID-19 and low oil prices harkens back to 2015-2016. At that time, low oil prices and a weak farm economy meant a drop in tax collections, not only oil taxes, but sales taxes as well. And a revenue forecast issued on February 1, 2016, predicted a billion-dollar budget shortfall. So agencies had to come up with budget cuts, and lawmakers had to step in.
We had the luxury of no choice. We did not have money.
State Senate Appropriations Committee Chairman Ray Holmberg of Grand Forks says lawmakers stepped up to meet the challenge on a bipartisan basis. He says budgets overall had to be reduced by 12%.
There were a total of 48 budget bills that fund all of government, and the Senate passed 43 of them unanimously. The budget bills that did not pass unanimously had one or two, a scattering of votes against them.
In a special session that was called before the 2017 regular session, Holmberg says lawmakers passed a bill that called for a general 5% reduction in state spending. The Senate vote was unanimous.
The legislature has a history you can look at and say, yes, they got it, they respected reality, and they did what they had to do.
The state has more money in certain rainy day funds, such as the Budget Stabilization Fund and the K-12 Stabilization Fund, that could soften any potential budget cuts. And state budget officials say until the COVID-19 pandemic hit and oil prices plummeted, the state was actually collecting more money than was forecast. But the officials say it's still too early to gauge the true impact of those two events on tax collections going forward. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.